It's Mia in the morning on 102.5 KSFM, and let me tell you what is good. Something is happening this weekend that you need to be aware of. There is a trafficking awareness rally happening at the state capitol on August 22nd at 12 noon, and it is time that, you know, people rise up together and let their voices be heard for the voiceless, and this is exactly what the flyer says, and I have Alexis on the phone, who's the actual organizer. What's up, Alexis? How you doing, girl?
Hi, good morning.
Man, I'm really glad you reached out to us. We definitely want to get the word out on this trafficking awareness rally. I mean, you sent over some information, and it's really heartbreaking to hear that 800,000 children disappear every year in the United States. That's one every 40 seconds. Now, why was it important for you to put this rally together and bring awareness?
It was very important to me because I have a daughter myself, and she is young. And to think that there are so many kids her age and even younger going through these horrible situations, and anyone at that point, you know, kids, middle-aged kids, adults, like, it's just not okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not okay. It's a scary situation. You're hearing more and more about this, and people really want to stand up and, you know, stop this. So I think these rallies are really, really good. This is going to be happening all day, or tell me the hours. When can people show up at the state capitol to support this rally?
Yes, it was supposedly just at noon, but you know what? Everyone's schedules are different. So we decided I will be there actually from 10 to around 7 at night. I'll have a little blue pop-up tent, so I'll be there at all times. But we have just different events going on throughout the Capitol. And also there will be another march around 3 by the old Sacramento Tunnel entrance. But besides that, we mostly will be at the Capitol all day trying to get as much awareness as possible.
Trafficking Awareness Rally. You can get more information at KSFM.com. We're going to post this interview and the flyer up there, but it's going to basically happen all day. So get out there and support Alexis and what she has going on. And thank you so much for keeping in touch with us and doing your part in the community.
No, thank you for getting back to me. You know, I've reached out to a couple people in Sacramento and they just opened it, you know, so I truly appreciate you guys giving me the time to get more exposure for this hard topic. The more, the better that it can only go up from here, and hopefully we can start making some real changes.